Welcome to the VS Criminal Defense Attorneys podcast, providing an informative resource on criminal law with a specific focus on sex crimes. From protecting yourself from false accusations to understanding the exact boundaries of the law, being informed is always the best first line of defense. This podcast series is reviewed and approved by attorney Michelle Villanueva-Scura.
In this podcast, we'll review if you can be charged with indecent exposure in your own house, and how understanding the law with the help of an Arizona sex crime attorney can be the difference in defending your rights in your home. When it comes to indecent exposure laws, one of the most common questions people ask is whether they can be charged within the confines of their own home. In Arizona, indecent exposure laws are in place to maintain public decency and protect the rights of individuals. It's essential to understand that, despite your home being your private space, consulting with an Arizona sex crime law firm is crucial. While you might think that your home is your private sanctuary where you can do as you please, there are certain circumstances where you can be charged with indecent exposure, even within the confines of your own residence. Let's begin by understanding the indecent exposure laws in Arizona. Arizona's indecent exposure laws are governed by ARS Section 13-701. And individuals facing legal issues related to indecent exposure may seek guidance from an experienced Phoenix sex crime attorney. In plain terms, it states that indecent exposure occurs when someone knowingly exposes their genitals, anus, or female breasts in a manner that is likely to be observed by another person and would cause a reasonable person affront or alarm. Now, on the matter of the importance of location in indecent exposure cases, the law establishes that location plays a pivotal role in determining whether charges will be filed, and it's advisable to consult with a Phoenix indecent exposure lawyer to navigate this legal landscape effectively. Typically, these laws are designed to address acts of indecency that occur in public spaces. However, there are specific circumstances that can lead to charges, even when you're within the confines of your own home. This means that indecent exposure charges can happen in your own home under certain conditions. Your home is generally regarded as your private haven, a place where you and your reside have a reasonable expectation of privacy. However, this expectation isn't absolute, and there are situations where you might still face indecent exposure charges within your residence. These scenarios usually involve actions or circumstances that extend beyond your home's privacy and impact others in the community. Among these conditions, we have public visibility. If your actions inside your home are visible to the public, such as engaging in explicit conduct near an open window or in your front yard, you may be subject to indecent exposure charges. It's essential to realize that your actions may not be as private as you assume. Neighbor complaints. If your neighbors witness indecent conduct occurring within your residence and report it to law enforcement, an investigation may ensue. Neighbor complaints can lead to charges, even if the actions occurred inside your home. And recklessness. If your actions, even within your home, are reckless and result in public affront or alarm, you may still be charged with indecent exposure. For example, intentionally exposing yourself in a way that terrifies or disturbs neighbors or passers-by could result in legal consequences. Next, let's review the possible penalties for indecent exposure in your own home. While each case varies depending on specific circumstances, here's an overview from an Arizona sex crime attorney of the possible consequences you could face if charged with indecent exposure. Criminal charges. If convicted of indecent exposure in Arizona, you may face criminal charges. These charges can result in a permanent criminal record, which can have lasting repercussions on various aspects of your life, including employment opportunities and personal relationships. Fines. The court may impose fines as part of your penalty. The amount of these fines is based on the severity of the offense and other factors, but they can go up to $2,500. Probation. In some cases, a court may order probation as part of your sentence. During probation, you must adhere to specific conditions, such as regular check-ins with a probation officer, attending counseling or therapy, and refraining from further criminal activities. Jail time. Depending on the circumstances of the indecent exposure, and whether it is a repeat offense, you may face jail time. The duration of imprisonment can range from a few days to several months or more, particularly for more serious cases. Sex offender registration. In Arizona, indecent exposure convictions can lead to mandatory sex offender registration. Registering as a sex offender can severely impact your life, as it often comes with restrictions on where you can live and work, along with the stigma associated with such a label. loss of personal rights. Convictions for indecent exposure can result in the loss of various personal rights, including the right to own or possess firearms, the right to vote, and the right to certain employment opportunities. And reputation damage. Perhaps one of the most significant penalties is the damage to your reputation. Being labeled as someone convicted of indecent exposure can have far-reaching consequences, affecting your social life, relationships, and personal well-being. Now, let's examine the legal defenses to indecent exposure charges in Arizona. Facing indecent exposure charges in Arizona, whether at home or in a public place, can be an intimidating experience. It's crucial to consult with an experienced sex crimes defense attorney in Arizona, particularly one who focuses on indecent exposure defense. They can assess your case and develop a robust defense strategy tailored to your specific circumstances. Some potential defenses may include lack of recklessness. To be convicted of indecent exposure, it is typically required that you act recklessly concerning whether someone else might see you and be offended or alarmed. If you can demonstrate that you were not reckless but took measures to conceal your actions, it may serve as a valid defense. For example, if you were trying to hide your actions to prevent others from witnessing your exposure, you might argue that you were not reckless in your conduct. Miranda rights violation. If your Miranda rights were violated during the arrest or questioning process, it could be grounds for a defense. Miranda rights include the right to remain silent and the right to an attorney. If law enforcement failed to properly inform you of these rights or violated them during your arrest, it may affect the admissibility of evidence against you. And denial of right to counsel. Similarly, if your right to legal counsel was denied during the legal process, it could be a defense. You have the right to an attorney when facing criminal charges, and any violation of this right may impact the proceedings against you. Don't let indecent exposure accusations ruin your life. Contact the best sex crimes defense lawyers in Arizona today. If you're confronting indecent exposure charges in Arizona, it's essential to know that these situations are complex and can occur even within your home under certain circumstances. VS criminal defense attorneys understand the sensitivities and legal nuances of these charges. Each case is inherently unique, with outcomes dependent on several factors and the defense strategy deployed. We offer thorough case evaluations, legal guidance, and dedicated representation to safeguard your rights and ensure a fair legal process. Contact us today for exceptional legal support tailored to your situation. At VS Criminal Defense Attorneys, we are available 24/7. We are ready to defend your rights with confidence. To schedule your free case consultation with our team of lawyers, call our office today at 480-923-9001 or visit us online at vsattorney.com.
Thank you for listening to the VS Criminal Defense Attorneys podcast. VS Criminal Defense Attorneys are focused on offering clients personalized service and aggressive representation. Our attorneys are passionate about individual rights, government accountability, and personal freedom. No matter what you are charged with, our criminal defense attorneys will be there to guide you. Call today to schedule your strategy session. It is time to fight back.